The update, thank you.
Thank you.
And with that, we'll move to 29 on our agenda, the February camping units and revenue reports.
Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, appreciate you saving the best for last. Secretary Roebling took the words out of my mouth. DOT has been just an absolutely great partner in this whole process. You know, three things I want to add to what the guys talked about here was, one is they allowed us to get our stuff done on the front end of this major project they're going to get done. So seamless operations for us. We weren't trying to move a shop amongst all this construction stuff. That was absolutely our desire, and they helped us with that. Our facilities were mostly 40 years old, so we've got brand new facilities out of this deal. Really excited about that. And then the last thing is we were able to act by their design, the Highway 44, which is a major thoroughfare for especially trucks hauling cattle, was moved 400 feet further to the north, away from the campground. There's some noise, you know, with that. We'll do some screenings in there, but that's another big plus. We just moved that road traffic further away from our existing campground. So all good stuff. And then lastly, I want to thank Tom and Mark Ohm in the crowd here for just allowing us to use some of that GPA for a fish cleaning station and dump station. That's really going to be a cool thing. It's a little ways from the campground, but it's not the first time we've done this. Peace Creek, very similar situation. We get a lot of day fishermen traffic. It's not that far away from the campground when you hook your pickup up to your boat. Whether you drive a half mile or 2 miles, it's not that big a deal. And we expect the public to really enjoy this new facility. So, great project. Switch gears now. We'll talk about the reports. We're going to start off with the February camping report. I think Karina's going to bring that up. You should have that in your handouts there. Should be the top page. You know, a little down in the month of February. Numbers are always exaggerated when you're looking at very small numbers here. So you see some huge swings that go both back and forth either way. In the end, we're down about 75 units from where we were at last year. You know, we've also got some things in there, like at Lake Cochrane, where last year they had a on-site camper there that stayed for 28 days. This year we had a on-site camper that stayed for 28 days at Walker Point, so those can really swing the numbers. February is kind of a tough month to really judge things by. In the big picture, it doesn't add up to a lot of our camper units, but we'll take whatever we can get. You know, the other thing I would tell you is weather was not in our favor in February. We had some pretty cold weather in there. That's going to deter some folks from camping. So overall, though, we're pleased with where we're at there. So if you turn to the next one, that's our year-to-date camping numbers. These are actual campers that we've hosted, whether they're in our cabins or our campsites for the year so far, just up a little bit over last year, which is positive. You know, maybe the one park I would draw your attention to is Custer State Park. 112, almost doubled their units from last year. So we're you know, Custer has just seen some really good traffic, very popular destination, so we're excited about that. So, all right, I will, maybe I should just take any questions on any of the camping numbers before we move on into the revenue.
Yeah, thank you. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none? No.
Okay. Continue on into the revenue. If you would look at the revenue report, Karina's brought that up on the screen there. You know, it's a different year this year because of the non-resident license. So our numbers are going to look a little off on the report. As an example, if you look at the first two lines, there are resident annuals and non-resident annuals. Well, last year we sold 3,176. This year, if you add those two numbers together, we're just a little under 2,500. So we're down a little bit, but it's hard to really, we're going to have to be careful not to compare our license sales to just to the first line, because Now we have a non-resident license in there. So we're excited about that. You're going to see some things here in the next slide that will show you how we're tracking that, trying to establish a baseline on those non-resident camp or park entrance license users. But overall, you know, a couple comments about our license sales. Again, we're really seeing some great daily license sales, in particular at Custer and the Georges Mikkelsen Trail. I asked staff, why is that? Why are we seeing such good license sales? And they attribute that to a couple of things. One, there's been some good snow out there this year, so we've had some snowshoe events. And then there's also been a couple fat tire bike events on the trail. So, yeah, kind of new stuff, but excited about that. Moving into the camping, we're a little down on our reservations. Not too worried about that right now. I think next month will be a better telling sign. Sometimes that's just a matter of timing. We might have 4 weekends in 1 month and 5 weekends in another month, and it can really swing our numbers pretty significantly there. But let's give that another month and see how that looks. Overall, 1% ahead of where we were at last year. We're happy about that. So one other thing I want to point out is at some point we'll probably drop this off, but you see up at the top the second annual license sales. As you know, we stopped selling those as of July 1 last year, so that's why we don't have anything to report there. So with that, I would just maybe entertain any questions.
One question. You had mentioned a couple of events at the the Mikkelsen Trail. When folks have an event, is there a fee of any type, or are they just buy a trail pass? How does that work?
Madam Chair, yes. Typically, most of the events are free themselves unless it's a sponsored event and they have their own fee. The fee we collect is the pass. That's what we get out of that.
Very good.
So,
additional questions, comments?
Okay. I'm gonna go a little bit further today and show you some other stuff here. If you could bring up the chart there, it's your last page. It's the real colored thing there. A couple things I wanted to point off with. Starting at the top, I just wanted to give you folks an idea of how our revenue comes in typically by the month. As you can see, May, June, July, and August. No surprise, those are our big revenue months. January, February typically make up somewhere around that 8%. October, November, and December, you know, when you add the 3 months up together, very similar, 8%. The bulk of our revenue comes in between those two bookends of the fall and the spring. So that's why when we look at numbers and we look at the large swings, we don't get too excited when things are up or down. You see a lot of 100%, 50%. We just don't want to panic at that point. On the other hand, as you heard with April, our marketing staff person, we're always looking at things, and we're really trying to hone in on things better as to where we need to market. What do we need to be out there really pushing right now? Is it cabins? Is it midweek camping? Probably not going to do midweek camping this time of year, but cabins definitely. So those are the kinds of things. You know, we had some really good success last fall with selling our park entrance licenses as Christmas gifts. You don't see those numbers in the reports that we just got done going through. All that revenue was in the 24 calendar year. But sometimes that revenue gets, or those park entrance licenses get picked up a little earlier in the year, and then maybe where we sold more in January, February last year. So there's always those swings. So anyway, just wanted to show you that. The next bar graph there, wanted to break down some of our revenue into what I consider 4 key categories that we're always monitoring, that being annual license sales, daily license sales, lodging, and miscellaneous. This will change every month. Camping or lodging is always going to be our big one, but as the summer gets closer, you will watch those annual daily license sales grow. to almost equal what the camping's doing. So it'll change throughout the course of the year. Miscellaneous revenue will probably shrink. It's a very small percentage of our overall revenue. It's just this time of year, we're in the process of collecting some of those cabin and trailer fees on those Bureau of Recreation properties that come in this time of year. So it looks a little grossly inflated. So, and then the last thing I wanted to point out was the year-to-date or the license sales. Again, we have a new product with our non-resident annual sales. We want to track that. This is the first year we're really going to get a baseline on this stuff. When we went into that fee package discussion, we were estimating that non-residents made up about 20% of our license sales. If we were just to purely look at this pie chart here, right now it's about 17%. It'll be interesting to see how that changes month to month as the summer gets closer. I anticipate that happening. So just a little snapshot of what that how those license sales come in. See Custer State Park is 13%. You add up the Mickelson pass and annual pass and daily pass, about 6. And then resident passes, which includes the transferable, all make up 64%. So that's kind of our picture of how our license sales came in so far year to date. Again, that will change. It'll be interesting to see both how the bar graphs above and the license sale pie chart there change over time. So anyway, with that, I will stand by for questions.
Questions? Looks very good. I will just say I want to reference the marketing efforts, because we can have the best programs and parks around, but unless people know about them, they won't come. So I applaud all of the efforts to make sure that folks around our region, our state, know about who we are and what we have to offer. So good job.
Thank you.
All right, with that, thank you very much, Director.